Real quick, we have to take a break to acknowledge the sponsor of today's episode, which is Secret Nature. Secret Nature's ultra premium CBD gummies are crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to fit right into your day with clean, purposeful functionality. So for me personally, I like to take one of their snoozer gummies in the evening to unwind and ensure that I get a good night's sleep. After a long day, especially when my brain is just still running a mile a minute and I can't seem to settle down, I'll take one to help me slow down, unplug, and actually get a good night's sleep. I personally don't drink alcohol because I just don't like the way it makes me feel the next day, but these gummies feel very clean, intentional, and it never leaves me groggy the next morning, just feeling balanced and rested. Secret Nature's gummies are organic and farm grown. They're never lab made. They're ultra premium CBD gummies made with real botanicals and nothing extra. You've got two purpose built options. There's Bliss for clear focus and productive flow if you want to take one during the day, and then you get Snoozers to help you relax and rest at the end of the day. Each gummy has consistent, measured CBD, so there's never any guessing, just clean, reliable functionality that fits naturally into your schedule. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with the code MAMA. That's M-A-M-A. And just a heads up, their Black Friday sale is coming up, and they are going to be offering 25% off on orders of $75 or more, 35% off on orders of $125 or more, and then 40% off on orders of $150 or more between November 26th and the 30th. So don't forget to use my code MAMA when you check out. That's M-A-M-A at secretnature.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Make another smart choice with AutoQuote Explorer to compare rates from multiple car insurance companies all at once. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states and situations. Prices may vary on how you buy.
This episode is brought to you by Greenlight. Get this. Adults with financial literacy skills have 82% more wealth than those who don't. From swimming lessons to piano classes, us parents invest in so many things to enrich our kids' lives. But are we investing in their future financial success? With Greenlight, you can teach your kids financial literacy skills like earning, saving, and investing. And this investment costs less than that after-school treat. Start prioritizing their financial education and future today with a risk-free trial at greenlight.com/Spotify. greenlight.com/Spotify.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome, welcome to Mama Mystery, coming to you live with a Patreon exclusive episode. I'm your co-host, Austin, and this is my beautiful wife and host of the show. She Kelly. Owns it.
This is me. I'm Kelly.
That's Kelly.
Hi. So anyway, after you just hijacked my entire intro, now I'm like thrown off. I don't even know where to go from here.
Sorry, you'll figure it out.
So before we get started on this Patreon exclusive episode, I want to offer an update to one of the cases that we've covered in the past.
Oh, shit.
I covered a case on Lori Daybell. Lori and Chad Daybell, Lori Vallow, formerly Lori Vallow. It was a YouTube video, so I extracted the audio from that. And honestly, we should probably recover it, just, you know, have like a revisit so I can tell you all about it, because you don't really know much about that case.
But, yeah, I don't know anything about it. I just know the name Lori Vallow because I hear you talk about it.
Yeah. So those of you who have listened to this show probably already know about her case. And if not, I probably will go ahead and do that case again. But her and her husband, Chad Daybell, were officially indicted in the deaths of not only Lori Vallow's two children, Tylee and JJ, but also Chad Daybell's former wife, Tamara. So that's really big news. They were also indicted on some theft charges related to Social Security benefits that Lori kept taking after her kids had disappeared and were ultimately found dead. And then also Chad Daybell was found, or I'm sorry, was indicted on some fraud charges as well. So nice. That is really big news.
Have you covered this episode before?
Yeah. It was a YouTube video, though.
Before I existed?
Before you existed on the show, yeah. I made a YouTube video out of it. So the episode is just the audio from that video.
Which, what episode is it?
It's like it's between 1 and 5. I mean,
well, pause it so we can tell them.
I'll redo it. So it's episode 7 if anyone wants to go back and listen to it. But it's just me talking. I really do kind of want to tell you about it, though, Austin, because it is so bonkers. Like, that's the best word to describe it, I think, is bonkers or bizarre and really frustrating, infuriating, honestly, because Lori Vallow was so elusive to authorities who were trying to find her kids for so long. And it's got like cult-like beliefs. I mean, it's just got everything. It's just a weird, wild story.
Let's re-record it sometime.
Yeah, for sure. And I really hope that everyone gets justice in this story. So we'll keep following it. But anyway, on to today's story. Today we are talking about the Craigslist killer. Have you ever heard of the Craigslist killer?
I have not.
It's actually kind of a recent story. I mean, it's within the past, like, I don't know, I guess a few years. But it starts out with Philip Haynes Markoff. And he was born on February 12th of 1986 in Sherrill, New York. He grew up on Thurston Terrace in this blue two-story colonial house. His mom, Susan, was a stay-at-home mom for a long time. She was very involved as a mother to her kids. She volunteered in their classrooms. You know, she was one of those PTA moms. Great mom, okay? So Philip's dad, Richard Markoff, was a dentist in Syracuse, and Philip had an older brother, Jonathan, before their parents eventually split up. So Philip's mom remarried, had a daughter, Haley, and growing up, Philip lived mainly with his mom, stepdad, brother, and half-sister. And he got really close with his stepdad. I mean, considered him to be his dad. So neighbors recall that the family was really pretty quiet and kept to themselves. They recalled Philip playing outside, shooting hoops in the driveway. And, you know, he really just kind of kept to himself, but he was not a troublemaker. He was a good kid. They belonged to a Catholic church, but they weren't super regular attendees. In fact, it was more often that the stepdad and daughter Haley would go together and everyone else would kind of stay home. But I mean, I feel like that's common.
Not that uncommon, yeah.
Yeah, not a big deal. So in school, Philip was super bright. He excelled in math and science, and he was reading at a very early age. He had a fascination with money, coins, and trading cards, which when I read that kind of made me think of you, Austin.
Yeah, I was going to say that was like me, but that's pretty common, I feel like, things to be into as a young boy.
As a little guy, yeah. Yeah, and so like I said, he stayed out of trouble. He got excellent grades, and for the most part, he just kept to himself. So by the time Philip was about to graduate from high school, his mom and stepdad split up. And I wonder how this affected Philip because, like I said, Philip really considered his stepdad to be his dad. And he listed his mom and stepdad as his parents without ever mentioning his biological dad. Like in the school yearbook when he was ready to graduate, he listed his stepdad as his dad. So they were really close. And I just kind of, I can't help but wonder if that, you know, had an effect on him.
Mm-hmm.
So after high school, he went on to attend the State University of New York at Albany. It looks like Sunny, and I'm probably not saying it right, but, you know, SUNY or Sunny. Someone correct me. Somebody tell me how to say it. But anyway, at Albany, where he studied pre-med, and he met his girlfriend, Megan McAllister, who was also planning on attending medical school. They met in 2005 while they were both volunteering at the Albany Medical Center Hospital Emergency Room, and they became engaged with plans to marry on August 14th of 2009. So you would think this kid has his whole life in front of him. He's getting ready to go to med school. His fiance is getting ready to go to med school. Like, how much more perfect can it get, right?
Fairly smart people, like, good life.
Yeah, really smart. You've got like your whole world in front of you and it's like a bright future. But all of those plans came to a screeching halt when Philip was accused of the unthinkable. And this is where I'm going to stop the story. For those of you who aren't Patreons, if you're interested in hearing the rest of this story, go to patreon.com/mamamystery.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Make another smart choice with AutoQuote Explorer to compare rates from multiple car insurance companies all at once. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states and situations. Prices may vary on how you buy.